Green Shell Insurance, your preferred middle-tier insurance company. We're here to help. For payment, press 1. For treatment locator, press 2. For benefits you'll never use, press...
Representative.
Okay. Transferring you to a representative. Good luck.
Thank you for calling Green Shell Insurance. My name is Chip. How may I help you today?
Hey, Chip. This is Alec Chillwater. I'm calling about my account. This is my 15th time calling today, and I have to tell you, literally all I want is my reimbursement for my orthopedic soles that I use for my... I have a special condition. I mean, you don't need to know this, but I have a special condition called corn toe, and frankly, I've been getting the runaround because I've been getting... fed some yahoos on the phone here. So, you know, that's where I'm coming from today.
I understand that, sir. And I'd first like to start off by saying you can lose the rude tone. I do understand you might be having a difficult day, but I have your coverage pulled up that we can provide up to a 50% coverage for that orthotic insole.
Oh, so, okay, great. You can. You just weren't doing it. That's what I'm hearing, sir.
Yes, sir. I am trying to help you. Again, I will reiterate. So if you could put...
I feel like I'm getting pushed back here. Can I get a manager or something?
Sir, I am the manager on call today. So if you were looking to speak to...
Okay. Hey, Agent Hickok, are you there? Are you listening to this one?
Yes, hello, Alec. How are you?
Oh, great. Okay.
I'm sorry, sir. Do you have someone in the room with you that, or you want to speak?
Yeah.
No, actually, not in the room. Special Agent Bill Hickok. I am actually working remotely at the moment due to the COVID-19 crisis, and I am here to provide a little third-party, bipartisan, little bit of my flavor to this stew, as it would be called.
Mr. Alec, Mr. Hickok. Did I get that right?
Hickok.
Wonderful. You are a friend of Mr. Alec, am I understanding this correctly?
Very close. I am a government agent.
Yeah, so that's kind of the fire you're dealing with here, is the power of the federal government is on the line to make sure I'm getting the coverage that I'm owed, sir.
I would also like to point out, Mr. Alec, maybe to save some time, that actually Mr. Larson here was able to issue a 75% covered...
I knew it, Chip. I knew it.
...for your friend Sam Kevorkian last week, who only called in reporting an ingrown toe nail. So I believe maybe if we change the verbiage, you may be able to get a little bit more bang for your buck, as we say here in the FBI.
All right. Is this what you want? You're here to pull some kind of sting operation on me to take...
We do not actually allow for that verbiage to be used anymore. We no longer use the term sting.
So what verbiage may I use then?
We use the full police.
You think you can come in here on my phone lines and take down this big bad insurance company because, ooh, we're the bad guy. I'm trying to make a living for my family. And
I do not believe that giving our friend Alec here the same deal that you gave our friend Sam Kevorkian last week would not necessarily diminish you or your family's income from this job. In fact, it seems like it would just be the neighborly thing to do.
You know, I like to help people that are nice to me on the phone when I'm just having... to have a nice morning and drink my coffee and...
Oh, I completely understand, sir. May I ask, what type of coffee are you drinking?
It's cake. We have cake cups. I know that they're bad for the environment.
I'm sorry, sir. Did you say cake coffee?
Cake cups. Yes.
Cake
so
cups.
You take the cake and you put it in the cup and mix some coffee grounds. It's called a cake cup.
And Mr. Alec, are you a coffee drinker by any chance? I know this is a leading question. I know you are.
Yeah, man. We've done this before, but, I get an instant brand from CVS.
And I believe the flavor profile on this instant brand coffee is, as well, cake coffee. Is that correct?
Yeah. That's technically, sure, yes. I have something in common with this guy. Sure.
Well, then it sounds like Mr. Larson and Mr. Alec, I think I see a little bit more of a half-cake coffee cup full situation here.
All right, Chip. You a church-going man?
I certainly am.
I can confirm that's true.
Well, and I just want to say, I hope God blesses your family, and you have a great day.
Well, Mr. Alec, I hope the same for you, and I will begin processing that order for your orthotic insole, and I do wish you a speedy recovery.
Thank you so much for that, Chip. I think that's all for us, so I'm just going to hang up now. God, what a fucking rube that guy was.
Whoa, okay.
He's still on the line.
Oh, God, hang up, Hickok.
Have a blessed day.